The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Nick Dashwood-Brown, Head of Investor Relations at Inexo. ANX is ticker there. Nick, thanks for joining me.
Hello, Justin. How are you?
Yeah, good. And you must be in a good mood. So I'm looking at your results for 6 months ended the 30th of June. I can see double-digit percentage growth on every metric, pretty much. It's looking very good. We'll dig into that in a bit. But for people not familiar with Inexo, Nick, just give us a brief summary as to what it's all about, please.
Yes, Inexo is effectively a one-stop shop for the victims of no-fault road traffic accidents. And we act for what we call the impecunious customer. These are people who don't have the wherewithal to replace or buy a new car when they are involved in an accident that's not their fault. So we help them. We put a vehicle on the road for them to use while their vehicle is being repaired and while we're awaiting the check for the write-off of the vehicle from the at-fault person's insurance company. We have two divisions, a credit hire division, which supplies the vehicles, which are cars and motorcycles, and a legal services division, which effectively collects the cash from the insurance companies. And if they don't pay up, we issue legal proceedings.
Excellent stuff. Okay, let's go into that. Let's go into the figures here. Take us through the top line, if you could, Nick, and then a bit of detail on the figures, if you could.
Sure. We're very pleased with the interim results so far this year. Revenue's up 31%. We're looking at 48.3 million. Operating profit up 38%, 10.4 million. We've got earnings per share of 6.1p versus 4.5. That's up 35%. And we're paying a dividend of a halfpenny.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking forward here, I mean, is this kind of growth and this rebound and this busyness continuing? I mean, let's break it down into the two sides, if you could. Let's look at first of all, credit hire, and then we're going to legal services. How is credit hire performing?
Well, the credit hire's done very well. I think your listeners will be aware that vehicle numbers took a tumble at the beginning of the first lockdown last March. Seems a long time ago now, doesn't it? Mm. And they bounced back very swiftly as that lockdown started to be eased. And they've continued to increase very strongly. We're at and above normal levels. So in terms, we have a KPI, which is the average number of vehicles on the road during the period. And in the first half of this year, that's up 13% on the previous year. And at the period end, which is the end of June, we're up 26% on the same period last year. So really strong recovery there. And that continues to stand. And as of last week, our vehicle numbers are through the 2,000 level, which is a record for the group. So really, we're seeing very strong recovery in that. And that's both in terms of cars, but also specifically in terms of motorcycles. You'll be aware that there's a lot more courier activity on the roads. There's a lot of bikes around delivering all sorts of goods from food to online retailer parcels, and those are very much within our customer base.
Yeah. And how about the other side there, the legal services?
Sure. So the legal services department basically is there to collect the cash, and we've seen improved cash collections across the board. Now, the courts were closed except for remote hearings via telephone and Zoom, and obviously that would have an impact on the regularity and the frequency of cash collections. As the courts start to reopen, they're reopening fully now after the summer recess, we're seeing those continue to rise. And similarly, if you look at our KPIs, the number of hire cases settled is up 11.5%, cash collections up 18%. And that's also been driven by the fact that we're continuing to hire high quality legal staff across the board in our offices in Liverpool, in Bolton, and in Leeds. And overall, our legal staff went up 28%. So we're continuing to grow our numbers. And it's very straightforward in as far as we're concerned. Effectively, we hire more lawyers, we settle more cases, and we collect more cash.
Yeah, and just read the outlook here. It's saying both divisions there. It's looking like activity levels are quite strong.
Yes, I think so. I think, as I mentioned before, the vehicle numbers continue to go up. 2023 as the 7th of September.
Yep.
And as I say, as the courts reopen, we're very definitely going to see more case settlements and more cash collections. That it also, we as we hire staff, they take a while to reach maturity, as you can imagine with anybody you bring in. And we've hired a lot of people over the last 12 to 15 months. And as they start to reach full capacity, then once again, we expect to see those case numbers rise. So we still have a very small market share in this business, and we believe there's capacity for enormous growth in both both of our divisions. So we are unashamedly a growth company. We are going for growth in this business, and we will use our working capital to put more vehicles on the road and recycle the cash collections through into our vehicle business.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Nick, well, as normal, you know, on the front page of Vox, there are 10 companies who are most followed. They change all the time. So to get on that list, if you could, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add Anexo to their watch list, please.
As I said, we're a growth company. There's huge opportunities for growth in the second half. The management is extremely optimistic on our prospects. That's both in terms of vehicles on the road and in terms of cash collections from our legal services division. We have the potential kicker of the VW emissions case. Your listeners, I think, are familiar with that. Mm-hmm. And we're expecting some activity in that in the second half of the year. And thirdly, we've been talking to our finance providers about potential increases in our debt facilities. We think their agreement's coming shortly. The people who have been giving offering us finance want to give us more money. We want to utilize that money to expand the business. So, you know, people, I think we'd like to see people along for the ride. We think this company is going to grow, and it's going to grow very strongly.
Marvellous stuff, Nick. Good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Justin. Bye now.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.